This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The headline in the Times of Israel: IDF says troops fired on suspects outside Gaza aid site. Hamas official health officials say 27 killed. I note that that's a headline in Jerusalem. At the same time, from London, the FT overnight: Israeli soldiers killed 27 Gazans near aid center, says health ministry. I welcome Jonathan Shanzer, the executive director of the Foundation for Defense of Democracy, to note that these claims by the FT and the so-called health officials, health ministry, health officials, public Palestinian officials, the FT varies on synonymous for the other side, are made without hesitation, a grotesque piece of information war that is unstoppable as far as London is concerned. So, Jonathan, I don't mean to fuss about newspaper headlines too much, but this goes out as definitive information to be absorbed by the planet, and it completely distorts reality. So, because we're weighed down with facts, what do we know about the incidents over the last few days at the so-called aid center? Good day to you, Jonathan.
Good day, John. I think a lot of this, first of all, stems from the politicization of the distribution of aid. You have this Gaza Humanitarian Foundation that has been created by the Israelis as a means to circumvent the UN and to circumvent Hamas, which has been hijacking aid and distributing it as a means to be the administrators in Gaza. This has been a significant source of their power and their influence in the Gaza Strip as their military power continues to wane. And so what we're watching right now are allegations that are being thrown around, alleging that the Israelis are engaging in war crimes and I think more broadly that they are either withholding aid or making it more difficult or killing people that are trying to access that aid. I will just say that a lot of these reports are conflicted at best. I mean, number one, I think, as you note, you've got, you know, unnamed Palestinian officials making these allegations. In some cases, you have the Gaza Health Ministry, which barely exists. But if it does exist, it is a Hamas entity and they're making these claims. And then you have what the Israelis are saying, which is that, that they have soldiers that are on the ground protecting these spaces where aid is being distributed. And at least in one instance, the reports are that armed men came rushing toward the IDF soldiers who then fired in self-defense. It is a chaotic environment, to put it mildly, John. I think we probably need to give things another couple of days or perhaps even a couple of weeks to get a sense of whether this aid distribution mechanism is working and to allow for some of this to just calm down and play out. But certainly there is an information war right now, and I think many of us are the victims. We continue to be pummeled with information that is not necessarily verifiable, but it's all happening amidst a political battle that is taking place internationally over whether Israel has the right or should have the right to continue to fight this war against Hamas. There is significant international pressure coming down right now on the Jewish state.
You mentioned international pressure, and you've guided me to ask about the Arab states and the European states. Let's begin with the Europeans. I know that I remember Foreign Minister Lamy from the United Kingdom making assertions about a Palestinian state. I believe the French also. What other pressures are coming from Europe that are fresh? Because some of this is rinse and repeat.
Look, some of it is rinse and repeat, and certainly the international community has been pushing for two states, whether or not the circumstances on the ground would truly allow for it and allow for it to take place peacefully, most importantly. But really, I think what we're watching right now is an erosion of support. Whatever that support was for Israel, it appears to be eroding rapidly. The Canadians have gone after the Israelis. The Brits have, as you mentioned, the French. I mean, we're seeing Emmanuel Macron making a deliberate push for Palestinian independence, Palestinian statehood recognition at the United Nations. There was a delegation of Arab foreign ministers, including the Saudi foreign minister, who was slated to travel to the West Bank, where on the agenda, at least as we understand it, a Palestinian state was to be discussed. And then, you know, you've got the Germans, which I think is probably the most alarming from the Israeli perspective. They're beginning to signal discomfort with Israel's war in Gaza. What we're watching, John, really, at the end of the day, are two timelines that are playing out. And I think this is really important for folks to understand. The Israelis see that Hamas is losing power. The death of Mohammed Sinwar, the Gaza-based leader of Hamas, was really one of the more crippling blows to Hamas. I don't think it's been widely understood here that, you know, everybody knew who Yahya Sinwar was because he was the man who launched the war. But it was his brother, Mohammed, who was running the war really since October 7th. Yahya was in his bunker for most of the war. Mohammed was out there working with brigade commanders from Hamas and organizing and coordinating the fight on the part of this Iran-backed terrorist organization. That is no longer happening, obviously, because Mohammed Sinwar was killed by the Israelis 2 or 3 weeks ago. Now, next to that, you have this aid mechanism that the Israelis have stood up. And the goal is really to flood the zone with aid. And as we understand it, something like 8 million meals have been served just over the last week by this Gaza Humanitarian Foundation. This is all designed to take the administrative power, to take the assets out of the hands of Hamas and to really weaken them and dilute them even further. And so the Israelis think that they may have found the solution to finally weaken and maybe even dismantle Hamas permanently. But that is happening amidst allegations of war crimes and atrocities that the Europeans and the Arabs and the Canadians and everybody else are alleging against Israel. And so there is an attempt to delegitimize Israel on the world stage. And of course, the UN is part of that as well. They're angry that they've been shut out of aid distribution. So that's happening while the Israelis are making this concerted push, this surge to finally defeat Hamas. I see this, John, as a race between the two timelines. And I don't know who's going to buckle first, Hamas under the pressure of Israeli hard power or Israel under the pressure of the international campaign that's been launched against it. But I do get a sense that we may be arriving at a moment of truth of sorts. I don't mean to say that this will happen in days, but certainly over the coming weeks or months, one does get a sense that there is a push to bring an end to this one way or another.
The Arab states, they don't speak collectively often, but individual members move and everybody nods. If they're going, we support them. Do the Arab states have a position about Hamas? And I mentioned, does it ever come up in any debate anywhere that the Arab states are the logical place for the Gazans to at least take refuge during the rebuild? Does that ever bother the Arab states that they won't volunteer?
It's not bothering them primarily because everybody knows that the Jordanians are not going to take these refugees. The Egyptians are almost certainly not going to take these refugees. The idea of shipping them off to the UAE or Saudi Arabia, that's just not something that's going to happen. So I think that, you know, the Arabs continue to remain comfortably on the sidelines of all of this. But I will say this, John, that the moment that Hamas does fall is, I think, the moment that this begins to shake loose. And I do think that's why the Israelis are pushing as hard as they are for a final defeat of this terror group that launched the 10/7 attacks. Once Hamas is dislodged and defeated, and I don't know if we will ever see a surrender, but we may see, you know, actual signs of defeat. When that occurs, that's when I think the serious discussions can take place about the future of the Gazan people, the rebuilding of Gaza itself. So this is, again, another reason why I think the Israelis are making this concerted push. I have to say, I do think it's sort of a day late. I don't know if it's a dollar short, but it is absolutely, it's coming late in the game. The frustration within the international system, and certainly we're seeing some frustration voiced by Stephen Witkoff, Trump's envoy to the Middle East, and even Trump himself. The frustration's building. People don't want to see this war drag on ad infinitum. And so that is ultimately the pressure that the Israelis are feeling. But if they can eke this out in some way, I do believe that is going to be the moment that we begin to hear about plans for reconstruction, plans for housing refugees while Gaza is rebuilt.
Jonathan Shanzer is the executive director of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. We move to Lebanon and the threat of Hezbollah and what is to be done.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.